This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
FUBAR Radio.
Hello, I'm Vicky Stone, and you're listening to the Friday Night Show on FUBAR Radio, and this is Lauryn Hill, Doo-Wop That Thing.
Yo, remember back on The Bully when cats used to harmonize like...
What thing?
That thing.
What thing?
That thing.
What thing? I don't know what thing she's talking about.
That thing.
I don't know.
It's a thing. You know.
Okay. It's Friday night! Woo! Welcome to the Friday Night Show. I'm Vicky Stone. And I'm back with co-host London Hughes.
Hello, I'm back, bitches.
That's not nice. Do you know what I mean?
In an affectionate way.
Well, calling our audience bitches. We've been nice on air like 3 minutes and you're already being rude to our listeners.
I'm back, lovely, beautiful
That's
people.
That's nice. That's it.
Sorry,
That's
listeners.
How we speak to our listenership.
Sorry, guys.
Have you had a good week?
Yeah!
Yeah, you
it's
pleased?
Been good. Actually, it's been really good.
Okay.
Amazing. I'm the guy I'm seeing.
Here we go.
He introduced me to his mummy.
Ooh. Woo! So last week, London told us that she'd left. Okay, yeah. Well, okay,
I'm clapping myself.
You are, and I'm joining in because, you know, yeah. But last week you told us that you'd sort of accidentally on purpose wanted to leave a shower cap at his house, and he freaked out.
Freaked out because
so you've obviously moved on quite quickly.
Well, we're still not a couple officially.
What?
Yes.
What?
What? Yeah, we're not a couple.
He has I learned not, that from you.
What? Vicky, you know, he hasn't asked me out yet, Vicky, but
what?
I have met his mum, and his mum is just like me, which is hilarious, because now I know why he likes me so much. His mum's crazy. She's amazing.
So Does she live in London, or did you travel?
No, she travelled to London. She lives in Derby.
Ooh.
So, and we went to Ronnie Scott's and partied the night away. And
that's nice.
She is amazing.
How old is this guy, by the way?
He is 27.
Dan, that for you, that's old, isn't it?
Yeah, that's old. Yeah.
For everyone else is like, oh, he's doing well. Yeah. And you're like, oh, I'm dating this ancient guy.
He's so old. Oh, God.
That's nice. Any bad part of your week? What was the worst part of your week?
Worst part of my week was trying to get, this is such bougie, but trying to get a space by the pool in Shoreditch House because it was so
please.
Hot.
Oh,
it's like, oh my God, everyone, why did everyone come to Shoreditch House today? It's so hot. I just want to sit by the pool, but there was no space.
Did you go in the pool?
I wanted to, but apparently it was frowned upon.
Really?
Because nobody was in the pool. Everyone was just around the pool. And there was kids there.
We should probably explain. Shoreditch House is a private members club in Shoreditch, and it can be a bit wanky.
Very wanky. I saw, who's that guy that's in Pramface who plays his dad? And he's an old comedian.
Don't
know. Agnes something?
Angus Deaton.
He was there.
Agnes Deaton
was there.
There she is.
And he winked at me. So that was nice.
You know, it's Angus. You know,
Angus.
I was actually taking the piss out of
Sorry,
you
Angus.
When I was saying Agnes, because Agnes is a woman's name,
you
isn't it?
You never know.
Agnes Deaton.
Angus Deaton.
Yeah, that's well done. Congratulations. That is level one of your comedy course complete.
Yay!
You can now pronounce Angus Deaton. My week's been all right. It's been all right.
What have you been doing?
Well, I had a strange thing yesterday. I had an email through. I own a lot of websites, right?
Yeah.
I have a lot of domain names. Well, I have my own domain name, VickyStone.com, and I also own the misspellings, just in case. And last year I did a bit in my show about this is weird, but I did a bit in my show. I used to get really annoyed about bagged dog shit.
What?
Bagged dog shit. So bags, you know when you pick up dog poo, it comes in plastic bags.
Yeah.
Well, where I live, people bag up their dog shit and then they leave it. So they don't put it in a bin. They don't want to carry
it.
They just leave it on the floor.
Oh.
Like by a tree and things. So they don't want to carry around a bag of dog shit.
Oh, that's not nice.
But the point is, environmentally, aren't you better just to leave the shit unbagged?
Yeah, so it can do stuff
so it can at least decompose.
Yeah.
But whereas you're sort of bagging up shit
in plastic and then leaving it
and
there.
Then hanging them on branches and things.
Ew.
So I got really annoyed by this, and I urged the public through the medium of stand-up. I urged the public to send me pictures of shit bags that they'd spotted. Now, that was a mistake. I realise that now. But I decided to... I got rather a lot of pictures of bagged dog shit. In fact, I'd get maybe up to 10 a day.
Oh,
pictures,
my God!
People Facebooking and tweeting me pictures of bagged dog shit. And so I decided to start a Tumblr, obviously.
Obviously.
That's what you do. And then I bought the domain name shitbags.com.
As you do.
It was an impulse buy. I was quite drunk. It was late. I was...
Who impulse drunkenly buys domain names? What kind of like, I was drunk. I was looking at domain. as you do.
I know.
When you're drunk.
And it was $12.99.
Oh, so I just bought it.
Well, I couldn't get shit bags. I had to get
shit-bags.com.
Don't go to shitbags.com without
what
a hyphen.
Is that? What
I
is
don't
that?
Know what sort of
oh,
website
God.
That is. But yeah, so I am the owner of shit-bags.com. And so yesterday I got an email asking me if I wanted to renew shitbags.com because it had come up for a year. And I was like, oh, God, I'm not ready to let it go.
Why not? Give it to someone else.
Well, I don't
who
know.
Deserves
I mean,
it.
It's only $12.99 a year. And
well, you could spend that on alcohol.
Yeah, but I could also spend it on maintaining shitbags.com.
If you go on shitbags.com, what is it? What's
it's,
on
it? It's just a Tumblr of bag dog shit. It's just pictures. Shit hyphen bags, don't leave out the
check
hyphen.
Check it out, guys.
Well,
do you still own it?
I do. That's why I've just it's a good week, bad week, because I've just renewed the domain name. But bad week is that I also have to send that receipt to my accountant. that is, because that is part of comedy. It's, you know.
That is a joke. You could do a whole 20 minutes
that's a business expense, isn't it?
Yeah. And sure it is.
And that's the wonderful thing about my job. That leads me to this week's question. Which this question is, what are your best and worst impulse buys? Okay, so what thing? So we want to tweet in at Foobar Radio or at Vicky Stone, or you can tweet London at the London Hughes.
Yes. That's
I remembered
right.
your Twitter handle.
Thank you very much. Well done.
So we want to know your best and worst impulse buys. I've got quite a selection as well as shit bags. If you're not okay, so last year I did some adverts, right? And when you do adverts, you get quite a lot of money like quickly.
Yes.
And I'm not good when that happens to me.
No, me neither.
And I may have spent £500 on a camel that you can sit on. So
what? On a camel?
Yes, and then I made
what
this...
What did you explain it yourself?
It was from Hamleys, and it's a camel that can take my weight. And I had a platform made, and I had wheels put on, and then I spent so much on it that I put it in my show.
Oh, my God.
So my show last year opened with me being pushed across the stage on a ride on a
so
camel.
You could justify... But what, if you hadn't put it in your show, what was it for?
I just liked the look of it, London.
Was it taller than you?
I could have had one taller than me, but that was
£1,500. Okay, this is
so, I decided that that's where I was going to draw the line. So I just bought the £500 camel.
Vicky.
I know. It's
Vicky.
That was a lot of money, wasn't
that's
it?
That's a lot of money on
to spend
a
on a
shitty camel.
But it's not a shitty camel. Do you know what? It's from Hamleys, and
where all camels are from.
It's quite high end. It was very high end. In fact,
I just can't. So, what would you not? Would you just like, I want to buy some toys for myself?
Well, several things. I had this fantastic idea that I would sing a song about having a camel toe.
The thing with Vicky, listeners, is there's always a beginning to her madness. Like, it sounds mad, but then she justifies it somehow.
Yeah.
So now you've justified it to me.
So there it is.
You needed a camel for your camel toe song.
Yeah, for my camel toe song.
And you saw a £500 camel and thought, fuck it, I like this camel.
I like this camel.
Yeah.
So that and actually, when I put this question out on Facebook this afternoon, people actually emailed in and said, "What about your camel?" So people know.
People know
about my camel.
They know you too well.
It's quite well. We were gonna go for the big one. We were gonna go if it's actually life sized.
Could that fit in your house?
Yes, but we thought about logistically how we'd tour with this massive camel and realised that we'd have to get a horse box. And I didn't think I was ready to be the sort of comedian that had a life-size camel that I had to drive around the country in a horse box. We can but dream. maybe one day my comedy dreams will be realised. I think we ought to play a track.
Yeah, we should.
This is Queen, Q-U-E-E-N, by Janelle Monáe. I don't know what this is.
It's a great song.
I know it's a good song. I'm trying to say it really casually as though, like, check out the great music that I've put on this playlist, but I don't know what this is. But I think you're going to like it.
It's great. Oh, that is a...